Hello.
Hi, this is Sam. I'm looking to speak with Faith and.
Yeah, this is Faith.
Hi, Faith. How you doing today?
I'm fine. Who are you? What's the call about?
Oh, I'm calling because your friend Letitia referred you to me. She said you wanted to understand some of the dreams that you've been having lately. Just so you know, I'm a fully credited dream analysis expert.
That's right. She told me that.
Okay. And so she forwarded me some of your emails about the dreams that you've been having. And, I mean, just for privacy issues, I need to make sure that you're okay with that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Great. I actually have a minute right now, if you have some time, to go through some of your dreams, and I can tell you what I believe they mean.
Oh, sure.
Okay, well, I'm just looking at the notes here. It says that you've had several dreams about flying in a plane. Is that common for you?
Yeah, it's like several times a week. I wake up and I remember that I was dreaming that I was on a plane going somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean something?
Yeah. Typically, those types of visions are associated with feelings of pleasure and having good times.
Yeah, I guess if I'm going on a trip, I would be happy usually, but that's not really how I feel in the dream. I'm just kind of lost.
And so it says here, you mentioned in one specific dream that there was a dark-haired gentleman walking down the aisle and he smiles at you?
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's a strange coincidence, isn't it?
How do you mean?
I mean, well, you know, I have dark hair.
I'm not sure what you're saying.
I mean, I have dark hair, and I frequently travel on planes.
Okay, you know. I'm not sure what that has to do with my dreams of flying, though.
I mean, just follow me here. You know, you're dreaming about guys with dark hair on planes, and it's good times, pleasure involved, and here you are talking to a handsome dark-haired gentleman who just happens to travel a lot on airplanes.
Well, that's nice, but I mean, most of the time when I'm on the plane, it's just I can't really make out who's on the flight with me. I'm just kind of...
See, it's interesting that you just said the words make out to me. That's very, very interesting, don't you think?
No, because I didn't mean kissing. I meant I couldn't...
Well, I don't know. Maybe consciously you didn't mean kissing, but your subconscious is trying to send you a message. Dark-haired gentleman.
I really
smiling
don't think
on
that's
a plane,
what it means.
Making out. I mean, the signs are pretty clear to me, don't you think?
Actually, no. I don't really think that's what it's about.
But you did look me up online. You see my picture up on my website?
For dream analysis, yeah, but I barely remember what you look like.
Sometimes that's all it takes for women to just fall head over heels in love with me, just the picture. But
oh,
now
wow.
The dreams are speaking to you, too.
So you're trying to tell me that I'm dreaming about you, although I had never even met you before, and I've been having these flying dreams for weeks?
I'm not trying to tell you that. Your subconscious is trying to tell you that. You just have to open up your mind and listen.
You cannot be serious.
Oh,
right
I
now.
Am. I'm very serious.
This is really weird.
I actually held back. Maybe I should have told you the rest, which includes you wanting to join me in the Mile High Club.
Oh,
but
my
But I held
God.
Off on telling you that one.
Are you actually in business? This is really weird.
No, that's why we're on that plane together.
I just wanted my dreams analyzed. I don't know why you're making it about you. Really.
Well,
odd.
I'm just trying to make it about you, but that's all the time that I have to read for you today. So that's going to be
$200. Oh, God.
Would you like to do that Visa or MasterCard?
Give me a break. You just told a story about yourself and now you want $200?
No, I didn't tell the story. You told that story. I just interpreted it for you. So is it Visa?
I didn't dream about you. What did you say your name was again?
My name's Sam. Are you Googling me again right now to see a picture of me? Because there's no shirtless photos of me online. I have to text you those directly.
Oh, God. You really are into yourself.
I'm not into myself. It's the women that I read their dreams.
Okay, well, good for you, but this isn't a good match for me.
So. Oh, okay. You're not satisfied with the interpretation?
No, not by a long shot.
Okay, well, maybe we can discuss this over drinks then.
No, I think I need to find a real dream analyst.
No, I am. I'm just saying I give a much better reading after I sleep next to the dreamer.
Oh, my God.
You need to trust me, Faith, okay?
I don't trust you. I'm going to have to hang up. This is really creepy.
I went to an online school for 8 years and got a bachelor's degree in dreamology. So
I think that we're done talking here, and I'm really wishing that Letitia had never given you my information.
Well, we're not done talking until I tell you this is a prank phone call.
Oh, God, what a relief.
Because this is actually
so weird.
This is actually Jeffrey from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
Oh, thank God. I was like, what the hell is this guy talking about?
That's just what I was getting from the dream, you know?